Grand Marais Mayor Larry Carlson. Good morning.
And good morning to you.
Okay, city council meeting. Let's talk about, I know it doesn't sound interesting, but you said it is.
Well,
bond refunding.
Interesting might not be the absolute correct word, but it's sure a nice thing on bond refunding for the public utilities. Our people went at that and actually saved us $200,000.
That's exciting.
So that's pretty good stuff.
Good for them. Okay, so there is a request for IIIRB public works funding.
This is a request by Matt Gertschlager to request money from the IIIRB. It's necessary for the city to make that request. However, there is no financial burden on the city for this. This is pretty much straightforward, and that's what the IIIRB is set up to do.
And this is to help fund the zip line.
Right, and actually what it is to get infrastructure up to the zip line site such that they have electricity and all that stuff.
And speaking of all that stuff, capital improvement planning, this is the big money stuff. Anything on the docket for that?
Well, no, simply just the docket. We've decided that we're going to meet in right after Fisherman's Picnic and try and see if we want to make some long-range plans in terms of capital expenditures for the city. There's all kinds of possibilities, but at this stage, we haven't discussed it.
Yeah, but what would you like to see?
Oh, I'm thinking that perhaps the city garage is inappropriately placed in the campground like it is, and the DNR then is considering a major expansion of that landing right there.
Oh, yeah.
And so that would all be part of the same thing.
Well, we'll undoubtedly talk about that as time goes on. And the Homestead, they want the road paved.
Yeah, the Homestead looked into paving that 100 yards of road on 11th Avenue West last year. Kind of got hung up in the cost because that would be totally Homestead's cost. Now they've met again and requested that the city then pursue blacktopping that section of the road.
Okay. He had a closed session. What's the update on the Burbach situation that you can tell me?
Yeah, just simply that we had a closed session. We are making progress, and hopefully we're looking at something in the foreseeable future here, like within a month.
Oh, well, that is good
so
news.
So that's getting there.
I'm sure the people at the community center would be happy about that.
And I'd like to give one more...
call it a plug. Go ahead. You can call it a plug.
The city has been somewhat accused of being somewhat non-transparent, and so last time I said that we're posting the agenda on the city's website on Friday prior to the meetings. That's up and running right now. And the few comments that I've heard of those people that have looked at it, they think that's a pretty wonderful thing. So please feel free to dial in and see what's going on.
The city just gets more transparent all the time. Tell me about Fourth of July coming up. Big parade, big celebration, fireworks.
Actually, I don't think the 4th of July parade is that long.
Yeah, but it's good to have.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're going to celebrate the 4th of July for sure.
Oh, well, are you going to have anything to do with the fireworks?
Oh, I hope not. I'm somewhat accident prone.
Okay, you heard it here first, folks. Don't give a firecracker to Mayor Carlson. Thanks for stopping by.
And thank you.